Housing legislation that's moving through Congress seeks to bar corporate landlords from buying single-family homes. The provision is aimed at lowering prices, but it would inadvertently endanger companies that provide housing for intellectually and developmentally disabled people, WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
The provision is part of the Road to Housing Act, and it applies to corporate landlords that own at least 350 single-family homes. Andrew Parker leads Nested, a real estate company with 900 properties to its name. They're all used for group homes, providing care to vulnerable populations. He says the legislation would be bad news for his business and the people living in his properties.
That will certainly make it impossible to raise more capital, and it will, over time, it's going to make it at least very, very difficult, if not impossible, for us to continue operating the portfolio of homes we have.
Parker says to stay afloat, he has to satisfy lenders and raise capital from investors, which become very challenging if he's unable to expand. Patricia Mensack is an administrator with Catholic Charities of Philadelphia, which operates 25 group homes in the area. She says the legislation could prove to be incredibly disruptive for these tenants, who often live with the same roommates at the same address for long periods of time.
That would be so emotionally difficult, and they would certainly have the potential of having some sort of regression or perhaps even depression.
The Senate passed the legislation last month. Mensack and Parker hope the House can amend the bill before taking it up. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.